This is a very important thing, is that we want to make our Islah. How do we go about making our Islah? So the first thing, person has got his taluk with his sheikh, right? The first thing he needs to check, what are the kabair in my life, the kabira gunas in my life. Now, some people think the sheikh is a, you know, in these columns you get these people, what they call them something. Now people, they write a letter pouring their heart out, like, you know, yeah, when I was 5 years old, this happened. I was 8 years old, that happened. And the sheikh don't need to know all that now. Right? Then some people, they take joy in talking about how evil they were. Oh, yeah, I was involved in this. What does sheikh need to know all that for now? The sheikh only needs to know what's your problem now. What's your problem now? What happened in the past, you finished with Toba, it's out of your life. You don't need to know about it. The person was in university, he had 5 girlfriends. Now he's happily married and he's living nicely with his wife. Now the sheikh don't need to know about his 5 girlfriends now. Nobody wants to give him an ear. He don't know who to boast in front of. Now he found the sheikh. The sheikh bichara have to listen to him. He wants to talk about all his... If that is over, it's out of his life. Khalas, let's cancel, press the delete button. Allah Pak put us to remember him, not to remember our sins here and all those things. Allah forgive it, it's gone. Khalas, flush the pen and let it go. Don't worry about that. Now, after you made your taluk, now for example, I'm misusing my gaze. I'm stuck on some haram sites, and I can't get out of this thing. Now I got to communicate that to my sheikh. Right? So you first start off with your kabair, kabira gunas. Because when you want to put water in the container, you first clean the container. You can't put, even you put zamzam water, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, put zamzam water through in a najis container is napak. You got to get rid of the kabair. That's the first thing you will communicate, the kabair. The second thing, you got to look into your farais. Where am I falling short with my farais? So now you correspond those things. Then from there, now you go now to your sunan on this side. I'm lacking in this sunnah, that sunnah. And on this side, what makruh things are in my life? So I must get rid of those things too. So that is one part of your correspondence for your Islah. The second dimension to it is our akhlaq. Right? So I know like one person, he wrote, he said, if you look at him like that, he looks like a very dayo person, you know, like calm, always calm, collected. But he wrote, he said, Morana, you know what? In traffic, I become a monster. He said, I obey the rules. I obey the rules. But if somebody breaks the rule, then I get very upset. He said, like, now we're all waiting in the line, in the queue. Now that fellow comes and just goes on the right and shoots the whole traffic and gaps in there. He said, now I can get mad now. Now I want to go chase that fellow, sway him, shout him, all that. So now, he went, now that is what you, your akhlaq. Now we won't even communicate that. You had an argument with your wife. It went out of control. You should be the one contacting your sheikh. Why must the wife phone to complain? You should be the first person. You know you had an argument. Things are tense here now. It went out of control. You should be phoning. Now because you're not phoning, she don't know what to do. Now she sends a message. Then you get more upset with her. Why she sends a message? you had a problem, communicate it. You had a problem in business, you did something, you dismissed, or you want to dismiss a staff member, come and find out first. You know what, this is what happened, that's what happened, now what must I do, what mustn't I do? Because you must remember something, when we are involved in something, we are emotionally involved. When you're involved in something yourself, you are emotionally involved. So your emotions cloud your better judgment. Probably, if your friend was in the same situation and he came to ask you for advice, you would give him the advice your sheikh is giving you. You won't tell him to do what you did or what you want him to do because you're not emotionally involved in his problem. That's why we all need somebody to take advice from. Because any one of us can get caught up in our emotions. When you are caught up in your emotions, it clouds your judgment. So you seek advice to save yourself from your nafs. Understand? So that's a whole dimension that goes on. Your akhlaq, I hit my child. Now I must report. I hit my child. This was the reason. This is how I hit the child. Was I right? Was I wrong? You report. But now you will get the advice. Sometimes you will get a punishment. You did the wrong thing. It's not the first time you did this. Now you get a punishment. So now that way, your akhlaq will start coming right. Your ways will change. One person talks a lot, no? So I knew him from madrasa, you know? In madrasa together. Madrasa friends are proper friends, right? Madrasa friends, you know, you don't forget. So this person, I met him in his hometown after years now. I happened to be there. I saw him going to the masjid. So I made salam with him. So he just, wa alaikum salam. I'm thinking, is it him? Or am I looking so different? I'm sure it's him. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's his brother. So I just left it. A couple months later, we happened to be at a dawat together. So, I didn't say anything. We went for Isha namaz, and we are coming back, and we happened to be together in one vehicle. So then, he told me, he said, you know, make maaf. That day, you greeted me, and I just ignored you. Right? Because my sheikh put me on pabandi. Then my tongue was getting me in trouble. I was talking too much, getting me in trouble. So my sheikh told me I'm not allowed to talk to anyone. No talking. Right? Besides salam, not allowed to talk. Only at home, can talk to my wife and children. No talking. So he wasn't talking for 40 days. Wasn't talking. Besides in his work, what he needed to talk, you know, essential, and at home, not talking for 40 days. Then the sheikh told him, right, now you can start talking this. He said, Alhamdulillah, my tongue is now more controlled. I'm not irritating people. I'm not making people a chadi. I was doing all things like that, you know. And people were getting offended. So now, he put me on a pabandi. Now, alhamdulillah, tongue is more under control. See? So now the person sincerely followed the prescription. I mean, I was meeting him after years. Right? And Marissa now we knew one another. But he didn't, I made salam with him. He just, wa alaikum salam. Just carried on. He was under his pabandi. That is how your isla gets done. How you correspond with your sheikh, that the sheikh, some sheikhs, they want letters, some want phone calls, some want emails, some want whatever. Today's zamana is so easy. Different ways of corresponding, you can correspond. Allah ta'ala give us profit. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Nasıl?